Okay, so we're working through the question of Yontif Sheni Bizman Hazeh. So you really have to go, you have to try to figure out what it was, you know, at different stages in the development of in different stages in Jewish history. So you have to be careful when you're going through the sugyas to try to figure out when it's talking about. Right? Okay. So the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Yudches says, Al Shisha Chadashim HaShluchim Yotzim. So there were 6 months that the Shluchim would go out. So who are the Shluchim? So Rashi says, Shekidshu Beis HaChodesh Al Pi Edim. Kishiro'u Es HaChodesh. So the aid, the Beis Din would be Mekadesh the month. According to the Edim, when they saw the moon, the new moon, Umodia Mashluchim Lagola, Yom Shekadshu, and then the Edim, the Shluchim, would go out and inform the people outside of the Beis Din. I mean, they really had to go everywhere, even in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it wasn't an instantaneous thing, so they went everywhere. They went outside of the Beis Avad, they call that, to tell everybody when the day was Mekudash. Im biyom shloshim v'chodesh shovar choser, o biyom lamed aleph v'chodesh shovar molei. So basically, so we know there's only two choices, right? We know either the month is going to be where's Danny? Danny, right? You gotta get confusing with the Lamed and the Lamed Aleph, right? Either the month is going to be 29 days. He says either the Chodesh, either they're going to make Yont, either going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh on the 30th day or the 31st day. Meaning to say, either the prior month had 29 days or 30 days, right? So counting from last Rosh Chodesh, they're either going to say on the 30th day from the last month, from the last Kiddush HaChodesh, today is the new month, meaning that month, the prior month turns out has 29 days, or on the 31st day, and the prior month had 30 days. So that's Choser and Mole, right? As we go, Choser and Mole. Choser means it's 29, Mole is 30. So, so everybody basically knew. They pretty much knew what the last month was. They pretty much knew when the last Rosh Chodesh was. Okay? So they're counting it out, and they're trying to figure out, and they're not sure this month. Did this month happen on the 30th or the 31st?
They only came 6 times a year, and how did they know what the last month was?
That's a good question. So anyway, okay, so take a look at the Gemara in Chaf Aleph if you're interested in why they didn't have to keep 3 days. But anyway, so they would go out on 6 times of the year. They'd go out to inform the outliers when the base was Mekash Chodesh. So which 6 times did they go out? So they had to go out for Nisan because of Pesach, right? Hocham Shluchim ad haPesach chutz min haShabbosos. Okay, so from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they're going to travel every day that's not a Shabbos. Okay. Then they would also go out on Av mipnei haTainus. The Hocham Kol Shmonas Hayom chutz min haShabbos. So Pesach they're going to have. They're going to have, 14 days except for the Shabbosos. But Av, they only have 8 days except for the Shabbos. And then Al Elul Mibnei Rosh Hashanah. Right? Modi. Now, obviously, that can't mean they're going to go out to tell them when Rosh Hashanah is. It's not possible. Can't get the, even parts of Eretz Yisrael didn't know when Rosh Hashanah is. So it means Modiin Mosai Hischil Elul. The Osin Rosh Hashanah Biyom Shloshim Le'el Begola. Right, and Elul is not going to help with Rosh Hashanah. So he said, how does Elul help you with Rosh Hashanah? That's the question. How does Elul help you for Rosh Hashanah? So you tell them when Elul was, when Elul started, and then the B'nai Gola would make Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day of Elul. See, that's the problem. Problem is, what do the they make Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day of Elul. Why? The Rov Shanim Ein Elul Me'ubar. Yeah, because the Gemara says that from the time of Ezra they never had an Elul that was Mali, right? Okay. So that's a very interesting, very important thing over here. So the Gemara is saying, according to Rashi, they really had a right to go Basar Rov in terms of Rosh Hashanah. So for Rosh Hashanah, he's saying, now what does Rashi mean that they would count Rosh Hashanah as from the 30th of Elul? What does he mean? You mean they only have one day Rosh Hashanah? Impossible, right? So what does he mean? He means he really is talking about Yom Kippur. That's what he's worried about. Right? In other words, in the Gullus, they never kept 2 days of Yom Kippur. There's one mice over here with Rava that he was machmor on himself. On Chaf Aleph. But how did they keep 1 day of Yom Kippur? Why don't say it's a Suffolk Deraisa, Suffolk Issacharis, right? So the answer is that really, once they know when Elul starts from, and there's a great Rov, there's a very large Rov that there's never a mole on Elul. So Tishrei always starts on Shloshim. So they'd have to send them out for Elul so that they would know when the real first day of Tishrei is. Okay? They kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah anyway, we have to see. But it was important for them to know, to be sure when they could count Rosh Hashanah on Shloshim. And then, like the Rishonim say, they were then really able to count to keep only 1 day of Yom Kippur, right? It says, "Ef shalem lo das v'al korchon holchem acha rov Rishonim v'im lo yodu mosai hischil elo lo yodu yom shloshim shalo." Yes, so Rashi's saying they really held Shloshim was the day; they had to know when Shloshim was going to be. Okay, but then the problem is: so why did they send them out for Tishrei? Al Tishrei mnei takanos hamavados. Says La'acha shekitshu basin l'tishrei hashluchim yotzim liyom amacharos v'holchem ad makom sheyicholim lahagia ad hachag. So now they would go until Sukkos, right? So that's 14 days again. Umodiyam im ibru basin es elo vim lav. So in other words, in terms of they really had a right to rely on the rov. Okay. So why did they do this? Kidei shelo yeh libam nokfan biyom kippurim v'sukkos. Interesting Rashi. Just so that they don't have any doubts, any angst. But I mean, it's not going to reach everybody for Yom Kippur. But whoever they could, that's what they would do.
So they only kept 1 day of sukkos also.
This is talking about the places that they could get to. Now this is what they were trying to accomplish. They couldn't get everywhere. Yeah, so outside of the places that the shluchim came, they would not rely on the rov. It is a very interesting, it's a strange dichotomy.
So if they wouldn't rely on the rov, like why wouldn't they rely on it for Yom Kippur?
Good question. Okay, so those are the problems. Now, just mathematically, it comes out that what? They send that for the Yom Tovim, the main Yom Tovim, the Yom Tovim really is in Tishrei and in Nisan, right? in Tishrei and in Nisan. Oh, and then what else they have? Al Kislev Nei Chanukah, V'Yalechav V'Yal Adar Nei Purim. Okay. U'Kishayi Beis Mikdash Kayim Yotzim Al Iyar Mibnei Pesach Katan. Pesach Sheni. L'Tameh V'Shayi B'Dar Chokov B'Rishon. Okay. So this Mishnah is from when? It's from after the Chorban. After the Chorban, but they were still Mikayash Al Piyariya. Right? How long were they Mikayash Al Piyariya for? What did the Riva say? Until Hillel. Which Hillel? Not the Hillel, not Hillel Zagain. Huh? Nasi Achor, not the great Hillel. He calls him the Zakein. So what do they call the other Hillel? A Gadol? Yeah, so it's basically, I mean, the Rambam says until the days of Abaye and Rabbah. But this Hillel was really after Abaye and Rabbah. So that's why it's like a question of what does he mean? It means Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. No, it's Ad V'ad B'chlal. No, it's through Abaye and Rabbah, they still did, they still had the Mekayesh through the basin. Then, after that generation, that was Hillel, the last Nasi. And he set up the perpetual calendar. Okay. So, one second. But in terms of when the Shluchim went out, so let's take Nisan, and they went out for on Nisan and on Tishrei. Now, the question is like this. How far could they get? That's the question. So it comes out that they could get further for Nisan than they could for Tishrei. Why? Because let's just take in terms of Pesach and Sukkot. So they're both starting on the 15th, right? You have to subtract the Shabbosos from each, so it's more or less the same. But Tishrei, you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so they can't start right away. And you have Yom Kippur. So there would be places that the Shluchei Nisan reached and the Shluchei Tishrei could not reach. So you had certain strata, right? Places that everybody can get to, then places that only the Shluchei Nisan could get to, and then places that nobody gets to. Okay? So what did the places do that the Shluchei Nisan could reach but the Shluchei Tishrei could not reach? So Rabbi Yochanan held, they have to keep 2 days even on Nisan. To keep it even. Not to be confused. Not to confuse the Yom Tov.
Where's that from?
Yeah, that's the Gemara later on. That's also on, I think it's also on Chaf Aleph, yeah. That's also on Chaf Aleph. It says, Machrez Rabbi Yochanan, Kol hecha de matu shluchei Nisan velo matu shluchei Tishrei, li avdu tre yomi, gzera Nisan atu Tishrei. Right? That was Rabbi Yochanan. That's tough, huh?
They probably were in very popular places.
So then it happened over there that one of us says, Rabbi Aibo bar Nagri, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Iklu lahu Asra. Davu matu shluchei Nisan, velo matu shluchei Tishrei. They went to that place. V'avdi chad yoma. And the people in that town only kept 1 day on Nisan. Velo amru luhu velo midi. And they didn't criticize him. Shom Rabbi Yochanan v'ikbid. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this and he was upset. Amar lehu, lav amri lehu, hecha de matu shluchei Nisan, velo matu shluchei Tishrei, liavdi tre yomi, gzeru Nisan at Tishrei. So he criticizes Talmidim for not telling the people. Okay. So that's the way it was. After the Chorban, but while they were still Mekayesh Al Pi Ariya. Okay. So let's take a look at the Ritva. So anyway, let's just think this through ourselves for a moment, though. So let's take So what would happen? So if you're in a place that the shluchim got to, you're fine. Then you know. Right? And if you're in a place where the shluchim Nisan got to, without shluchim Tishrei, so you had a gzera. Right? But even the place where the shluchim got to, in terms of Rosh Hashanah, you can't know. Right? It's not fast enough. So all you could know about that was what? Was when Elul started. Right? And then based on when Elul started, you would do your, you would start your Tishrei on Yom Shloshim. You start your Tishrei on Yom Shloshim. So Al Pi Rov, you would start your count of Tishrei for Yom Kippur based on 30th day of Elul.
But you still observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah.
You still have to do 2 days Rosh Hashanah. We'll have to see. We'll have to look into that a little more. Still have to do 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because you don't know for sure what really happened over there. You have a right to rely on the Rov. And also, apparently, if the Shluchei Tishrei wouldn't get there, they would keep 2 days of Sukkos too, even if the Shluchei Elul got there. Right? Shluchei Elul had a whole month to go. Right? Nothing really going on nothing much going on now. Okay? Okay, so let's see. Let's see what the Rav has over here. But what if you're way out there and you don't know anything about it and you don't have, I guess Shluchei Elul can get everywhere already? I guess so. So, by the way, what did they do before? The Shluchim was not the original thing, right? They used to have the torches. That's what we saw, that's what we had in Beitza. Originally, they would have a system of light signals, which would be very fast and very efficient. But then the Kusim were making fake signals. So then they decided to rely on. Originally it would seem that what? Nobody had 2 days. Because the signals were very fast, except for Rosh Hashanah. Right? Other than that, everybody just had 1 day. Then when they had to go down to Shluchim, that created a limitation. That created a big limitation on time. And that's when they started the 2 days in certain places. Okay.
How come the Kuzma couldn't send out fake Shluchim? Was that like a secret password or something?
I don't know.
How could it work?
I don't know. Okay. So go ahead. Who wants to read the Ritva? Pirish, right? On Elul? On Elul? Good. Go out on Tishrei for Rosh Hashanah, right? So they can't go out on Tishrei for Rosh Hashanah because the Chag is that day. Let's keep 2 days, right? So the rest of the question is, what's really the purpose of sending them out on Elul? Even if you send them out on Elul, still everybody outside of the Tchum where they were Mekadesh the Chodesh on Tishrei is going to have to keep 2 days anyway. So maybe you'll say that what? Dinafki misveka de'av. That's what we were discussing before. Maybe you'll say they sent them out on Elul to know, to be sure when Av was, how big Av was, if Av was Mali or Chaser. Because if they don't know, if they don't send them out on for Elul to tell them when Av ended, maybe some places will have to have 3 days. Right? Right? In other words, what are they accomplishing? This is bothering. What are they accomplishing by sending out Shluchei Elul? They're not accomplishing knocking it down to 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. Right? And if you're going to tell me, right, you got it? And if you're going to tell me they're accomplishing that you don't have to do 3 days of Rosh Hashanah, he says, but then it would turn out that anyway the Shluchim didn't get to would have to do 3 days. Now, nobody ever heard of that. Right? Good. Right? You got the question? Morris? Right. So that's what he mentions, that Gemara. That we quoted before, that they really had a right to even the furthest places out, and they weren't sure if Av was Mole or Choser, they still would not have to do 3 days, because they could assume that there's not going to be two chasses in a row. Not because there's a kala, not because kala is like, just because apparently, why is there a call? Because it's an extremely it's an extremely rare event, right?
If it was mole mole.
If it was mole mole.
No, I'm saying if you have one day, you have an error from hello.
So it's interesting, right? He quotes Chafam Beis, is that what we did? We thought we did, yeah, Chafam Beis. Well, it's actually Chafal. Anyhow, so that's to say. I mean, it's a very interesting thing. You know, it's like, you know, we're forced to live with limited knowledge. We're forced to live in certain situations with limited knowledge. And you see, even on the most severe questions, of the derises and kareis and everything, they saying the Torah, we have a right to go by rov. It's an interesting rov, right? It's because it's not a rov, it's like a rov in terms of what has happened. We can sort of rely on the way things have been to assume they're going to be that way in the future. It's not like a bottle barov type of situation. It's not like you have like we lump all the elul's together and we're mavatal this one, right? It's a different rove. It's like you have a right to be machria based on the information you have from the rove of the cases, right? That's like a ruba delesa kama. It's not a rove of objects. It's like the Gemara has. The Gemara says, why can a cotton do yibum? Because rove, if a boy is not able to have children, he can't do yibum. So it would be nisr eshazach. Right? We'll let a cotton do yibum even before we know if he will be able to have children, because you say rove ketanim grow up to be normal men. Right. It's very similar, yeah. Rov Ketan grows to be normal men. So in this case too, he's saying, since it's very, very unusual to have two chaseri kiadodi, then they have a right to really rely on that rov to not have to do 3 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's an interesting thing. So it's a tension, right? He says it's true, you can go by the rov, but as much as you can determine the certitude of it, you should. Right? As a rove is like, when it's efshar, we have a right to determine by rove. But as much as you can determine by your to get to the vadai, rove shouldn't be when we say you go bus a rove, that means because of the that is not a lechatchila type of situation. The whole institution of rove is because the system has to have a resolution of what you do when you're not really able to know for sure. But that doesn't replace the system itself. That's like a gap filler of the system. You know, it's if you're stuck, the system itself has a method of what to do when you're stuck. But that's not the way it's supposed to be done. You understand? It's like we say that if you don't know what bracha to make, you can make a shakel, right? So why do you have to learn hichos brachos? Just make shakels and everything, right? I mean, mashach, is shakel good or not? So then they say you're not allowed to do that, right? Because when we say a shakel is good, that means that's what you do when you resolve a suffix. But to then make a shakel on everything is like rewriting the halacha and saying that is the proper niyog agavra. The proper niyog agavra is to do the vadai. There is another niyog when you can't. But you can't say because I can do it when I can't do the vadai, it's equal to what the vadai is. Right? Okay. Good. V'chi tema. Thereafter. From. So they're really going back and forth, right? It's interesting. So now he's saying, okay. But now you're like this. So 1 second, let me just get straight what he's saying again. He's saying you don't need to do three. Why? Because three. You see, but isn't he? let's go back to his question. In other words, his question is what?
Why
Nishlucheilo? So saying, nobody does three anyway, right? So he's saying in terms of three, nobody really has to do three at all, right? Even the places that Shluchim never get to don't have to do three, because they have a right to rely on that rov, correct? But it's an interesting thing. But the places that can do two based on the true knowledge should do two based on the true knowledge, even though everybody really has the right to do two based on the rov. But if you can get the, it's better to do two based on the knowledge of when Ella was than to do two based on the fact that that you don't have to assume there were two chaseros. Okay. And in terms of Rosh Hashanah itself, so at this point, that's a real suffix, right? And Rosh Hashanah itself is a true suffix, correct? He's just saying you can go bus a rove not to have three Rosh Hashanahs, right? But two Rosh Hashanahs is a real suffix, right? The rove is just saying there aren't two chaseros, right? But it doesn't, you don't know, you still don't know if they would, which day is Rosh Hashanah, correct? So then the, it gets you out of three out of two. But then the problem is, so if Rosh Hashanah were practicing because of a suffix, why don't we do Yom Kippur because of a suffix? No, this is the row there on two, that there are not two chaseros in a row. Go ahead. That's awesome. So his answer is that really we have another thing to rely on for when the true day of Rosh Hashanah is. That's in some sort of a some sort of an umdana. It's also a rov that what from Ezra and onward we never saw Elul Meubar. He means with a means mali, right? Now in terms of Rosh Hashanah, where it goes there to keep 2 days, but not to rely on that. But for Yom Kippur, it's a gzeira that the Am would not be able to keep. So it's an interesting thing. He's saying, in terms of three days, that apparently is not even worthy of a gzeira, right? 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is something that we should be gozer on. And really, 2 days of Yom Kippur is something we should be gozer on. Why are we gozer on Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur? Because we just can't. Yom Kippur is just, it would be a gzeira that the Rov HaTzibur would not be able to keep. But why is it only gzeira and not a real suffix? Because we also have a Rov that from Ezra and onward, except apparently one case in the Gemara where an Amora came down from Eretz Yisrael and saw everybody eating and he said, what are you doing? It's Yom Kippur today. But aside from that case, from Ezra on, they never had Rosh Hashanah. On they never had an Elul that was Mole. And certainly for us, he says, so therefore, by Yom Kippur, they can go by that rove. And certainly for us, we would really know, because we have the Kviya Diarcha. So that's how he holds. He holds in terms of Rosh Hashanah. So it's an important thing. In terms, he's saying, even back in the time where they had Kiddush Ha'idei HaRe'iyah, Tishrei was different. Tishrei, there was some knowledge, for some reason, there was a knowledge about how the Beis Din was always Mekadesh Tishrei. And it never happened that, from Ezra on, never happened that Elul was Mole. So therefore, they had a real right to go Basar Rov. Even in terms of kares with Yom Kippur, there was a gzera not to rely on that rove, which they applied to Rosh Hashanah, but not and Sukkos too, right? And Sukkos too.
What was the purpose of that?
It's a good question. Of not to rely on that rove for. Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. But he says it was impossible to keep that gzeira by Yom Kippur. But the Gemara does say about Rava that he that was his practice. He would keep 2 days.
Rosh Hashanah?
I mean Yom Kippur. Yep. There's another funny story in that Gemara, Chafal, you guys, if you want to know, that's where all the main points are over there. That it says that, yeah, Rava have a ragil dava Yosef betainisa trei yomi. He used to keep 2 days. Zimnechada ishtakach kavasei. 1 year it happened like that, that the day that they all had the wrong day, apparently. Anyway, so he was good because he kept 2 days. But then there's another case. Rav Nachman Yosef betainisa kule yomi de kipuri. Rav Nachman was sitting in a tainis the whole day. He thought it was Yom Kippur. Le'orta asahu gavra. Then that evening a man came. Amalei lemocha yom rabba b'may rabbi. He says, oh, big news. Tomorrow is Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning that they all got it wrong in Bavel. How did he get there in time? Well, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, he has time. So,
that means they had a double chaser?
No. Doesn't mean they had a double chaser. How did they do it early? It didn't have to be a double chaser. It had to be a double chaser.
No, it just means that
Elul was chaser. Elul was mole. In reality, they thought it was chaser. Right. So he said to him, Omale. He said, where are you from? He said, I'm from Damharia. So he says, Dam Tehei Achariso. Kari Aleha Kalam Ayurod Feini. So basically said, you shouldn't have told me that. He says, Hareini Meis Al Yadcha. Shetaz Kikeni Latainis Beiz Yomim. U Beiz Leilos. Dam Tehei Achariso. Wasn't too happy to hear that news. Apparently, hell, they shouldn't have told him. So that's what Tosis gets into over here. I mean, that's a little bit of a side question. Like, what reality did the B'nai Bavel have in their calculation? Did it have any reality to them? Or was it just a real suffix? Tosis seems to hold that the B'nai Gola, there was some reality to their cheshbon, and they had a right to. They were not just trying to figure out what was going on in Yerushalayim. But he didn't have to tell them. And it would have been a din of Yom Kippur for them. Strange stuff over there. Like he holds, that's part of the Gzeiras HaKosov of Kiddush HaChodesh. That if the basin of this community gets together and decides, al pi their chachma, that this is when it's really the Rosh Hashanah, then there's a certain reality to that. There's a halachic reality to that.
No, Shita and Shonim about that really we're still Makadosh.
Okay, go ahead. V'yesh od she'ela gedola.
V'yesh od she'ela gedola. Shara lekol makom kulam she'ela.
Okay, so now he has a big question. It's a big, big question. He says, if you work it out mathematically, it turns out that when they would send out the shluchim, some shluchim would reach places outside of Eretz Yisrael, and some shluchim would not reach places inside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So why is it that Bizman Hazeh, all the places outside of Eretz Yisrael keep 2 days, and all the places inside Eretz Yisrael keep 1 day? They should just go by where the shluchim were able to get to. Okay? That's his question. Go ahead. So he wants to say like this. That what? What's the answer? Originally, they would be Mekayesh Techodesh al pi Ari'iyah. Now, what does it mean? V'lo hayu yodin b'kviya diyarcha. They didn't know when the Chodesh was established, right? And he says, that's like the Gemara says in Sukkah. The Gemara says, we don't know kviya diyarcha. Okay, but in Parakama and Beitza, it says, the Gemara we were doing, it says nowadays we know the Kviyat Diyarcha. Why do we keep 2 days? Okay, go ahead. And it says, Okay, so he says that what? Even Chachamim, who really were expert astronomers, couldn't be sure that the Beis Din Samach was Mekadesh the Chodesh on that day. Right? So that's what it means when it says, Lo Hayyodin Bekviyad the Yarcha. Right? It's not a matter of astronomical knowledge, but you needed the Beis Din. Now he says like this, but nowadays, so he's learning that that's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Sukkah meant. But nowadays, the Gemara in Beitz is saying, we know the Kviya Diyarcha. How do we know the Kviya Diyarcha? Because Hillel HaZaken, the last Nasi in Yisrael, now there's something funny over here. Something's got to give on this next line. Bino shel Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, ben bino shel Rabbeinu HaKodesh. That's not possible. There's something wrong with that. There aren't only four generations from Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi to Hillel HaZaken. So he must mean Ben Beno, not literally a grandson. He must mean a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Because there were two Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. There's Rabbi, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the one who put together the Mishnayos. Then there were two Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyas. Okay. One was the grandson of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, but he did not have a son, his son was not Hillel HaZaken. So it can't mean literally the great-grandson, Hillel, the great-grandson of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Okay, anyway, go ahead. So what did he do?
So
he set up the Luach, right? Right. So he says, what did he do? He realized the system was falling apart. The smicha was, you were losing smicha, and there was not going to be a Beis Din to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So what did he do? He was Mekadesh every Chodesh in perpetuity, not Ayidei Ria. And he says, B'shas Adchak, that's mutter. That's like Eis Lasos. B'shas Adchak, it's mutter to be Mekadesh the Chodesh ahead of time, and obviously not with Riyah, right? V'zachar oso ha'ish letov. We have to remember him for good. Because if it wasn't for him, all the Mu'ados and Rosh Chodesh would be bottled from Israel. Because it's impossible to have a Kiddush HaChodesh without Beis Din Smuchim. Amazing thing, right? Ritva is saying. Ritva is saying that Kiddush HaChodesh must be through Beis Din Smuchin. Requires a Maisa Beis Din to be Mekadesh HaChodesh. And if the Beis Din would have just disappeared off the face of the earth, that's it. We have no more Yom Tovim. We would have no more months. So if it wasn't for that Hillel, who ahead of time was Mekadesh every Chodesh into the future, we would not have Yom Tovim today. So that's what it means, that's what the Gemara in Beitza means. We know Kiddusha, we know the Kviya D'Yarcha. Doesn't mean we know astronomy, it means we know when Beis Din actually is Mekadesh every Chodesh, because it was done already. Whereas in the earlier times, you have to appreciate how late this was, and this is basically right before the end of the Shas. I mean, most of the Amorayim were before this. Most discussions, you know, Baye and Rava, taking place before this. So that's what they want to say. That's what it means. In some places, the Gemara says we don't know the Kviyat D'Yarcha, and in other places says we do know Kviyat D'Yarcha. So it's not talking about the astronomy, it's talking about the actual Kiddush HaChodesh. So that was before Hillel or after Hillel. The only problem is Abaye and Rava, our Gemara and Beitza is Abaye, which I guess he held, I don't know, it's a little bit iffy. If you look on the, you know, in the books, in the timelines, they put Hillel HaZaken right after Abaye. I don't know, maybe he held he was in the same, I don't know, it's not clear. That's a little bit of a discrepancy. But maybe he held it wasn't Abaye, maybe he didn't have the Girsa Abaye in that Gemara. But whatever it is, that's the way he's understanding the facts. But anyway, he hasn't answered the question yet. Go ahead. That's the history. That's the Ritva's history of Kiddush HaKadosh, yeah.
So what exactly did he do?
He stayed up all night and he was Mekadesh every month. I don't know. He did I don't know. I don't know how he did it. I don't know exactly, you know, how are you Mekadesh an infinite number of months? in a finite time. I mean, no doubt it has something, you know, he's somehow or other, he's saying you could be Mekadesh the months that come through this calendar. You know what I mean? You don't have to be Mekadesh every, you have to be Mekadesh the, it's like you can be Mekadesh the months that are determined by this system. Something along those lines. Okay, go ahead. Right? So he says, now it comes out that we all know the Kviyat D'Yarcha Mamash, right? Not just an astronomical knowledge, but actually when the month will be Mekudash. So now that we know everything, so why do we do 2 days? Where did they send it from? From Yerushalayim, apparently, from the basin of there. And they asked him this question. The Bnei Gola said, look, enough already with 2 days Yontif. We know already. We know when the Chodesh is. So why do we have to keep this? Why do we have to keep 2 days? So they said, no. Guard the minhag of your fathers. Why? De zimnin de gazri shmado ve'osu le'ikal le'kilkuli. Because there may be a time where they'll make a gzera on the Jewish practices, and there'll be a kilkul. Klomar shema yovad hacheshbon shenosan hillel biyadenu ve'asinan le'kilkuli. Maybe you'll lose the cheshbon that Hillel gave you. It still is a complicated cheshbon. And then you're gonna be messed up. Lefikach afal pishek kova lanu hamoados lo hitir lanu lasos yom echad. Therefore, what? Read that line carefully. Afal pishek kova lanu hamoados lo hitir lanu lasos yom echad. Elenihye noagim kibatechila. V'nihye be'ikr ha'maisa ki'ilu ein anu yodin klum. So he's learning it's all part, according to his shita, it's all part of the original maisa of Hillel. Apparently Shalchu Misam is from Hillel. That when Hillel came and made this change of establishing the future Moados, part of this institution of switching to, of making this this kiddush ahead of time was that he did not let the Bnei Gola rely on it in the Ikar Maisa. It was necessary in order to have Moados and Chadoshim at all. If this system was not instituted, there would not be any months. But in the practice, he said, you must maintain the practice just like you did when you didn't know. You have to operate as if you didn't know. In other words, he's saying his Kviya D'Yarcha was not practically in terms of that you should know. It was only that it should exist. It was just that without it, the Yom Tovim wouldn't exist. So aside for that, that's all that Hillel stepped in to do. He didn't step in to allow us to operate on this new cheshbon. We have to operate and live as if everything was still going al pi ha-re'iyah, because it's possible that there'll be a kilkul and the luach will, and this will be and people won't know the dates. Now the yamim tovim will still exist because of the kiddush that he made originally, but if you don't know the dates, you're not going to be sure which days are which, right? So it's not possible anymore to undo the Moadim. But it is possible to be in doubt about which day is which. So therefore the Ritva Hel is learning that although he made a change in the way they were Mekadesh, that was just in order that the Moadim should still exist, but not that you should act on it lemaisa. Act on it lemaisa like everything is still going the way it was. V'chein li'in d'chiyas Shabbos v'bnei alulav kach hu b'yodeinu. Okay, that's the Gemara he's referring to in Sukkah. ואפשר שזה אמרו שם, יודינן בקביע דיארכה. כלומר, לא יודינן בקביע דיארכה. כלומר, אפילו בזמן הזה. Now he's changing ways of before. He says, maybe that's what the Gemara means in Sukkah. That we don't know the Kviya Diyacha. Not that they don't know the Kviya Diyacha. They had the Luach. He's not sure, apparently, if that Gemara is before or after the Luach. But he says you could learn it even after the Luach. But what does it mean we don't know? It means that is our halachic status. We have like the status of not knowing. Right? And therefore, I'm sorry, I missed the part. Therefore, we're mevarchin bo, we're mekadshin bo, kemoshu safek b'yadeinu. That is exactly what we do. We keep going and treating it like it was like a safek. Klomar filu bezman hazeh v'achi muchach lishna klomar she'anu ki'ilu ein anu yodim klal b'inyan lulav. That's a separate sugya about why don't we take the lulav on the first day. Yesh lochush l'kidarava l'raba kevan shayom sofeik u based in okrin aseh b'shev yaltasa sheheim ro kach yofel lanu v'kach takon aseinu. That's what they decided. That was the takona. Nimtza she'eno minag bilvad Ela chiyuv kibatachila. That's the key thing. According to him, when they said, continue your minhag, right? It's always the confusing line. Yizoru b'minhag avoseichem b'yadeichem. So what does that mean? Does that mean it's a minhag now? So the Ritva is saying no. He's saying the takana of Hillel's based in, when they made the luach, that was part of the takana of this whole system of based in being mekadesh ahead of time. Part of that takana was that we're going to supply the functional Kiddush HaChodesh, but in terms of Nihug, the takana is to ignore that knowledge. In other words, we're just going to be Mekadeh, we're just going to do an Alpi HaLuach in order for the Yom Tov to exist. But part of that institution was not to rely on it, Lamaisa. Right. So he says, that's part of the Takana. The Takana was to continue that Niyog. Nimsa she'eno minag bovad el chiyuv kibat techila. Ve'eno kiminag arava. It's not like the minag of clapping Hoshanas. Because that you don't make brachas on. So he still never answered this original question, right? So now, when they made the takana to continue in the minhagim, so now they had a problem. There were many, every place, there were many, many different minhagim. Some do 2 days, some do 1 day, all kinds of possibilities. So he says, "V'yesh lanu leilich achar harov b'chutz la'aretz ruba nagu shnei yam liolam shelo yamagim shom shluchim l'fikach anu osin kan shnei yamim over barove yisrael hayu osin yom echad v'osin mayom gam kin yom echad chutz mirash shana shayu osin shnei yam liolam k'moshe kazavnu." That's the way he says when they came and they made the takana, they sort of smoothed it out, and they made it. They broke up, the takana was to break up the niyog into a uniform structure. So they took chutz la'aretz and eretz yisrael, and they treated them as entities, and they were koveya the niyog al pi rov. It's an amazing ritva. It actually is a real takana, because the problem is, if you're going to learn, it's just a minog, so there were places in eretz yisrael that were knowing 2 days. There were places in the chutz la'aretz that were knowing 1 day. So he says it wasn't. It's not really a minhag. It required a new takana, and that takana, with that takana, they broke it up into chutz la'aretz and eretz yisrael, and they treated each place al pi harov. So that's his answer. But the import, terrific about the river is he goes through the whole thing. He gives you one clear approach. That's his approach. His approach is. That Yantav Sheni Bizman Azeh is a real Takana Midrabanan. It's like Takanas Chachamim. And it gets there, and there's no problem making brachas and all these other things, because that is part of the Takana. Right? Like he said in Sukkah, it's not just a question of Safek brachas, it's a Takana. Okay. But the Rambam is different. You look at the Rambam, the Rambam holds like his question, that places in Eretz Yisrael that we're not knowing 2 days, that we're not knowing 1 day, you have to keep 2 days. The Ram held it really, Ram seems at least, Ram disagrees with the Ritva. He holds what continued in perpetuity was the minhag that each one had. Now, does that mean he's arguing with the very idea of the Ritva, that he holds it's actually just nihug? Or is he arguing with how they instituted the Takana? That we'll have to see.
It sounds like he's saying the Takana was to treat it as a suffix.
That's right, but he's saying, what's that?
When they had a suffix, they wouldn't make brachas.
He seemed to say that even in that suffix, that's what he seemed to be saying over there in Sukkah, that they treated that suffix differently. That suffix they gave that's like the Gemara Shabbos, because of the zilzal, so they're not mezalzal in Yom Tov in the second day, they were mesakein brachos even in that case, and even though the general rule of suffix brachos is not to say them, on those they were mesakein. I mean, that's true. I mean, that's not, I mean, everybody's going to, that's true. That's when they had the genuine suffix, right? Question is, nowadays, if we're just keeping the Yom Tov as a minhag, why do we make a brachos? We say, in general, you don't make a brachos on a minhag. All right, that's the next thing we'll take up. That's the second. See, Tosus learns that the whole Yom Tov Sheni is really just a minhag. Because when Tosus goes through the question of, do you make a bracha on a minhag or not, his raya is from Yom Tov. He says, since, you see, we make Kiddush and Yom Tov, and we just know second day Yom Tov as a minhag, so that's a proof that you can make a bracha on a minhag. That's his raya. It says you can make a bracha on Rosh Hashanah, on Hallel, on Rosh Chodesh. Because you see, a minhag, you can make a bracha. How do you make a bracha on a minhag? Because you make brachas on Yom Tov Sheni. But according to the Ritva, the Yom Tov Sheni has nothing to do with minhag. Yom Tov Sheni is a real takana. Okay, so maybe tomorrow we'll take that Tosus side of the. There's a griz on it. The griz in brachos goes through Tosus and the Rambam Shita about making brachas on a minhag. And he goes through, if you hold, you don't make a bracha on a minhag, how do you make a bracha on the minhag of Yom Tov Sheni? Okay?